Hey, so imagine you're a radiologist drowning in CT scans, and suddenly your hospital deploys an AI tool that can draft radiology impressions for you.
Sounds great, right?
But here's the problem. Not all AI is created equal. A new paper just came out in NPJ Digital Medicine that tackles this exact question. When you're comparing AI-generated impressions, does it matter which AI you're using? And more importantly, does anyone actually prefer them over what radiologists write themselves? The answers might surprise you. Let me set the stage. The researchers compared three types of impressions from oncologic CT reports. Ones written by actual radiologists, ones generated by a custom domain-specific AI model that was fine-tuned specifically for radiology, and ones created by GPT-4. One, which is a general-purpose large language model. They had multiple stakeholders evaluate these. The original radiologists who read the scans, independent radiologists who didn't read them, oncologists who use these reports, and even patients. This multi-stakeholder approach is actually pretty cool, because radiology impressions affect a lot of different people. So what did they find? The custom model did surprisingly well. When the original radiologists looked at impressions, they wrote alongside ones from the custom AI, they showed only a slight preference for their own work, and that preference wasn't even statistically significant. When independent radiologists, who had no skin in the game, evaluated them, they had basically zero preference between human and custom AI impressions. So from a quality standpoint, the custom model was essentially trading blows with actual radiologists. But here's where it gets interesting. The generic GPT model? Different story entirely. These impressions were significantly longer. We're talking 75 words on average versus 41 words for human-written ones. More importantly, they were much wordier and less concise. Radiologists really didn't like them. We're talking effect sizes that actually matter clinically. Cohen's H values of 1. 0.4 to 1. 22. In other words, radiologists actively disliked the generic model impressions, and that dislike was consistent across evaluators. Now, here's something unexpected. Oncologists, who are actually using these impressions to guide treatment decisions, didn't show strong preferences between them. In fact, they rated the generic impressions as slightly clearer, even though that clarity didn't translate into any actual improvement in clinical utility. That's a really important distinction. Just because something sounds clearer doesn't mean it's better for actual decision-making. One more thing that emerged from the data, and this is kind of a reality check. Patient harm ratings were uniformly low across all impression types, whether it was human-written, custom AI, or generic AI. Patients weren't at risk of being harmed by these impressions in the evaluator's assessments. That's reassuring, though it's worth noting this is perception-based, not a direct outcome study. Okay, so what's really going on here? I think there are a few things worth unpacking. First, the inter-rater reliability was all over the place. Cronbach alpha ranged from -0.09 to 0. 67. That's not a bug. It's actually telling us something important. The fact that different evaluators disagreed so much tells us that assessing impression quality is inherently subjective. There's no single objective standard for what makes a radiology impression good. Quote, "This is crucial because it challenges this idea that there's one right way to write these impressions, or that I should just replicate exactly what humans do. The research suggests that's actually too simplistic. What matters is whether the impression serves its purpose for the person reading it. For radiologists, conciseness and familiarity matter a lot. For oncologists, clarity in clinical language seems to matter more. For patients, well, they're not necessarily reading these, but if they are, they're looking for something that doesn't scare them. The real insight here is about domain specificity. The custom model, which was fine-tuned specifically for radiology, outperformed the general-purpose language model by a huge margin. That's not just a small effect. It's the difference between clinical acceptability and rejection. This tells us that the current generation of general-purpose LLMs, for all their capabilities, aren't ready to replace or even reliably assist with specialized medical tasks without specific training. So here's what I take away from this. If you're considering deploying AI-generated impressions in your department, don't just grab ChatGPT or a general-purpose model off the shelf. Invest in domain-specific fine-tuning. It makes a real difference in how clinicians respond to the tool. Second, reframe what you're doing. The paper makes a great point that these shouldn't be positioned as AI trying to replace radiologists. Instead, they're drafting tools that reduce cognitive burden, basically helping with the heavy lifting so radiologists can focus on interpretation and decision-making. That's a much easier sell, and probably more realistic about what the technology can do. Finally, accept that different stakeholders care about different things. You're not going to build one tool that makes everyone equally happy, but you can build something that's clinically acceptable, that respects the expertise of the humans in the loop, and that actually makes the workflow smoother. That's the real win, and that's what this research suggests is actually possible. The paper is from NPJ Digital Medicine. Definitely worth reading if you're involved in clinical AI implementation. It's a solid reminder that the details matter, especially in medicine,